AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The nation's top intelligence official says cyber attackers are a bigger threat to this nation than terrorists.
The reality is that we've been living with a constant and expanding barrage of cyber attacks for some time.
James Clapper is the director of national intelligence. He's testifying this morning before the Senate Armed Services Committee. His fear that hackers, many from nations overseas, will undermine the financial markets in this country and confidence in business. The winter storm that has dumped snow, sleet, and freezing rain on much of the South has left thousands of residents without power. North Carolina has 8 inches of snow in some places. Georgia got several inches as well. State emergency official Jim Butterworth is in Atlanta.
Our folks will continue to work. The Department of Transportation has their crews on 12-hour shifts. They will be scraping the roads that have been impacted overnight.
Driving is dangerous across northern Alabama today. Roads are crusted with icy slush left over from as much as a foot of snow. But forecasters say temperatures should rise enough today to melt away many of the problems. The number of people killed in a massive avalanche in northeastern Afghanistan is now up to 165. This is a very poor region that doesn't have much equipment to deal with this kind of disaster. There are reports of rescuers digging through the snow with their hands. An Al Jazeera journalist is going to face charges of illegally flying a drone over Paris. Mysterious drones have been appearing over Paris landmarks and the American embassy recently, as France faces heightened security concerns after terror attacks there. There's word former University of Louisville basketball player Chris Jones has pleaded not guilty to rape and sodomy charges after being dismissed from the team. This is AP Radio News. Morgan Stanley has reached an agreement with the feds over mortgages. Our Ross Simpson is in Washington with this.
The settlement makes Morgan Stanley the latest Wall Street bank to reach a settlement with federal authorities following the billions paid by J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Citigroup. The bank says in a regulatory filing, the $2.6 billion will go to resolve certain claims the Justice Department intended to bring against Morgan Stanley related to its mortgage division. Morgan Stanley says the agreement has not been finalized and could fall through. I'm Ross Simpson.
More Americans are going on unemployment, though the latest number of applications is still consistent with steady hiring. The Labor Department says applications rose by 31,000 last week. That's more than they have in 6 weeks. The Dow is up a little and down a little, and at the moment it's down 6. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.